Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Good evening, Melbourne. You are on the Kiss My Arts show with Kylan and Amy on Joy 94.9. How are you, Kylan?
Well, I am a little frazzled, to be honest with you.
Oh, no. Why are you frazzled?
Because I was kind of just running a bit late with everything.
You're not meant to tell people that, darling.
No, they love it.
But you know what?
Our listeners love the truth.
They do. They love our honesty.
Yes, they do.
We have a very special evening tonight on the Kiss My Arts show. We have two very special guests in the studio with us live. We've got Dan and we've got Ash, and they're two of the guitarists from the band A Man. Just putting out there is actually a comma in there, and we'll talk about why later. So make sure you stay tuned because they're actually playing two of their songs off their latest EP live in the studio tonight. So don't miss it. It's going to be a hoot. Hi, guys.
You want to say
how
hi?
You going? How are you? Hey.
So awesome. The band's name would actually be A Man.
A Man. And we actually were debating how long we're meant to pause after the comma, like A Man or A Man.
However long you like.
It's just live 2 seconds.
Just
close,
2 seconds?
As close to that point as you can get.
To the 2 second mark.
All right, coming up this hour, guys, obviously we've got Amy's lovely reviews. She's going to be reviewing one gig and one album. And at the same time, you're going to be listening to the boys play live and my movie review. Stay tuned because it's all going to be happening right here on Kiss My Arts.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. You're on the Kiss My Arts show with Kylan and Amy, and the time is 11 minutes past the hour of 9. You've been listening to the lovely tunes of A Man, who are joining us in the studio tonight. And
that was
their single 5-4 off their latest album, which is due to be released, I believe, on
this coming Friday.
So actually, during the song, Ash said that possibly that was the first time that song's actually been broadcast on radio.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Yeah. So that's pretty special.
How'd that go?
Yeah.
We did all right?
Yeah.
You approve?
Yeah,
you
thanks,
approve?
Thanks.
Button pushing.
Awesome. The button worked. That's the main thing.
Awesome. Yeah. So we've got Daniel Moss and Ash Hunter, the two guitarists from the band A Man. So who's missing? There's two other members of your band.
There's four of us. We're missing a drummer and bass player.
And what could they possibly be doing this evening that is better than being here with us?
Well, Matt's working, so I'm sure he doesn't think it's better than being here, but I'm sure he's going to enjoy the pay packet.
Yeah, that's true.
Which will probably go back into us playing around.
Yeah, we'll probably he'll spend on the band. And, yeah, Sam's actually working as well, I think, so, yeah.
Well, we're very, very happy to have both
of
you.
Thanks
here.
For
Thank
having
you
us in.
Very much
yeah, thank
for
you
joining
for coming
us.
Along. We're looking forward to hearing you guys play.
Yeah, make sure you stay tuned because they have their guitars at the ready to play two of their new songs off their latest EP, which is due to be released on Friday. And the EP is called You're Boring Us All. Where can people find the EP to buy?
It should be on iTunes and most independent record stores.
We'll definitely post something up on the Facebook about exactly where you can get it once it's released.
I think JB Hi-Fi this time as well, which is like...
Yeah, possibly as well.
Awesome. So yeah, it's facebook.com/...
IMM Music.
IRMAN Music.
No commas, no spaces.
Yeah.
Just
awesome.
The letters.
Yeah, so no we'll be even stuck into their name, quizzing them about the name as well, finding out how that all originated. First up, though, we've got the lovely Amy with her reviews for this week.
Do indeed.
Yeah.
First up, I'm reviewing the latest album by Ben Queller, which was released on the 10th, just a couple of days ago. It's called Go Fly a Kite. This is one case where the phrase, he got better with age, certainly does not apply. The once lyrically clever power pop kid of the early 2000s is certainly well and truly done being a prodigy.
Of the 3,000s?
Of the 2,000s. Did I say 3,000s?
Was that just so ahead of his time?
I was like, wow.
I didn't notice. But
oh, he's totally futuristic.
Sorry, babe.
2,000s, I should say. Did I really say three? Oh, dear, it's okay. Been a long day. Even as someone who rarely listens to the Beatles, I picked up on the blatantly obvious Fab Four references from the noticeable I'm a Believer guitar riff in the track Free, to the Beatles-inspired harmonies in the opening of the track Full Circle. Maybe it's just me, but I found it extremely unprofessional having three successive songs on this album beginning in the same key. Perhaps it's just laziness from the producers. Perhaps it suggests that Coella can only sing in these keys, or maybe I'm just being completely anal. I don't know.
What about the Ramones? They did it for an entire career.
Did they indeed?
Some great albums.
And they got away with it. So maybe it's just me. I don't know.
I haven't heard. Esh?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I didn't notice. I haven't listened to the album. I've only heard the leading single off it, which I didn't even realise it was Ben Queller when I first heard it.
Okay.
I had to have a second listen when it was back announced. So that's different for him, I thought.
Would that be something that you would do as a band on purpose, do you think? Having three songs in a row in the same key? Because in my opinion, that seems to suggest that, well, you know, he can only sing or play in the same key, or it's a little bit... I'd mix it around a little bit and spread them throughout the album.
If the songs kind of intentionally kind of flow next to each other, sometimes it can work.
Maybe.
But if they're just three songs that sound similar in the same key, then I try and avoid that as much as I could.
Yeah, sure.
But...
Well, we'd like to know what the listeners think. Make sure you text us on 0427JOY949 if you have an opinion on the subject. I'm not finished yet.
Yeah, no.
I've got to give it my rating before you butt in, mister.
Go ahead. Yes.
Basically, to sum it up, everything in this album is predictable and uninspiring. Occasionally, however, Queller manages to throw in a slick time signature change, obviously not as amazing as the 5-4 song we just heard by I, a Man. But, you know, he does it reasonably well in the song Gossip, but which we will hear in a second, actually. So if you're keen to have an opinion of your own, stay tuned because we will play the song Gossip in a second. But there really isn't enough musical development or lyrical charm to keep me interested. This is certainly one unmemorable album, in my opinion. I've only given it 1 out of 5 kisses.
Damn!
Ouch.
I know.
You've given a kick, but
I have given a kick. Damn. I gave Annie DeFranco a kick, but 1 out of 5 kisses. So for Ash and Dan, we don't review in stars; we review in kisses. So would somebody like to give the kiss, like the?
There we go.
Oh, thanks.
Well, I was going to say, like, what you were saying before.
Reviews in yabbies.
Yabbies.
Yeah. What's that?
You know, like little yabbies.
Yeah. Anyway. like the animal. What?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, Australian album reviews in yabbies.
In yabbies.
Yeah. Oh. Something to think about. Blog.
Something to think about.
Headlong, so carry on. I was going to say, like, with how you described, like, obviously with people who like, I'm not a big music aficionado, but obviously, you know, Dan said you've had the Ramones do that, the Beatles did the same thing as well, but they were propelled into stardom because they kind of, like, started off their kind of craze. Yeah.
But I think
Their genre, maybe?
Yeah, but as Dan pointed out, I think if it's intentional and that one song is sort of seamlessly melting into the next as a kind of an idea or a sort of a theme, then maybe that's fine. But in this case, it was kind of like it was just a bit of laziness and just three separate songs that happened to be in the same key.
I think in the terms of the Ramones as well, part of the charm was that they only knew about 4 or 5 chords and could only play in one key. So yeah, that's how that works.
And that's why we loved them. just quickly, the next review is actually a film that I went to this week, which I know that's into your territory, Kylan, but I did actually go and see something called Leonardo Live, which is a film based on an art exhibition. So it was really more of a film for art lovers than for film buffs. So it really... really is a film for those who love art or those wanting to learn more about the delicate process of curating a large-scale art exhibition. Leonardo Live gives art lovers the opportunity to share in the unprecedented and historic exhibition at the National Gallery in London from the comfort of their local movie theatre. The exhibition brings together the largest ever number of Leonardo da Vinci's paintings. The documentary was filmed on the eve of the exhibition opening in November 2011 and will be available for audiences to view from February the 16th. Leonardo Live is presented by art historian Tim Marlowe and presenter Mariella Frostrup, whose role actually I found to be rather superfluous, but that's just, again, my opinion. Together, they explore the exhibition and provide detailed examinations of the paintings alongside interviews with special guests and experts. I attended the screening not really knowing what to expect from a film like this, but through exploration and detailed analysis of paintings such as The Musician, The Virgin of the Rocks, The Madonna Lita, Saint Jerome and The Last Supper, I felt myself delving further and further into the creative psyche of Leonardo da Vinci. I found the journey into the life and work of this gay Renaissance man quite fascinating. I learnt a lot about art, curation, and the man himself, da Vinci. An informative must-see for any dedicated lover of art. I give it 3 out of 5 kisses.
Nice. All right, guys, so you've heard the reviews. As always, if you'd like to send in your own opinion, if you were able to see Leonardo live, or you've actually listened to Ben Queller, send your reviews, your personal reviews, into us. Up next, we're going to listen to one of Ben Queller's songs, and then we're going to get stuck into the boys here of I, a Man, and find out some information about them. Stay tuned.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. You're on the Kiss My Arts show with Kylan and Amy. Don't forget that you can follow us on the old Twitter. Our little address thing is at @JoyKissMyArts. And you can friend us on Facebook at @JoyKissMyArts. We'd love to make friends with you.
Indeed, indeed. Right up now, we've got the fantastic boys from I, a Man, two of them in the studio. Now, together, they are known as I, a Man. Separately, they are lonely and often want to be back together. Taken from their biography, welcome to the studio, boys.
Thanks for having us.
How's everything been so far?
It's been good.
Yeah.
Yes?
Yeah, I guess.
No complaints. Well, complaints so far.
That's just a general question. Yeah, yeah. More specific ones coming.
Good intro there, Carl. Good intro.
Nice and sweet.
So, I believe you've just begun or are about to begin your national EP tour to promote your latest EP, You're Boring Us All.
Yep.
That's actually the name of the EP. I didn't say they're boring us all. strange name for an album. Where did that come from, or how did that all come about?
It's one of the tracks on the album.
Which you'll
the
be AP. Playing for us soon.
Yeah, play for you soon.
Kind of seemed fitting, I think. We recorded it over like quite extended period of time where we'd kind of go in for a couple of weeks, do a few days sparingly in a few weeks, and then have to take a break to sort of play some shows and then come back to recording. So by the time we got to the end of it, it was like 4 months since we started.
Yeah.
And then I think, like, song structure wise, I think the approach is a bit more minimal and repetitive. So I think it's just as much as a sarcastic dig on ourselves as it is anything else.
Yeah.
Well, I look forward to hearing that soon. I know the question on everybody's lips right now is I, a Man. Where did that come from, and why did you choose a name like that for your band?
And has it been working to your advantage?
Probably no.
Because I know every time I've gone to say it tonight, I've had to mentally think, a man.
And I must admit, like, it was something that we didn't really put too much thought into until we needed a name. We spent a lot of time together writing. We spent about a year writing before we even played a gig or anything. We sort of discovering what the band was, I suppose. And then, yeah, just got to a point where it was time to, like, oh, we really need a name soon.
We had studio time booked to record a demo.
Yeah.
So, rather than...
booked under blank.
Yeah. No. Ben's mysterious. I'm sure they'll show.
Yeah.
Well, that also would have been an interesting band name.
Yeah.
You mentioned before the title came from, not necessarily inspired by, but you'd seen a film?
Yeah.
A Woody Allen film?
It's an Andy Warhol film.
Andy Warhol
film.
Same.
I think it was just, like, we had a handful of names, and it was almost like they were all pretty ridiculous, and that somehow was no less ridiculous or more ridiculous than the others, and kind of just stuck. And it kind of, at the time, we thought it would be like, oh, people will remember that. That's quite different. And then we realised it's a nightmare of a name to say to people and say on stage.
Yeah.
We don't have big banners.
People do remember it, but it's hard for them to actually know what it is first.
So yeah, take us through like a couple of the occasions where somebody's managed to get your name wrong.
Yeah, well, someone will. I've had someone come up and ask me if the name was Iron Man.
Yeah, we get Iron Man quite a bit. And I had one guy that I tried to explain to for like 5 minutes after a gig. He's like, "I'm a man." I'm like, "That's I am. I am man." But no, buddy. Here you go. Just write it on your hand.
Yeah, I think I found the best way to tell people the name when they're struggling to understand it is to actually spell it out. I, or comma, just, a, man.
Yeah. Or just give them a CD.
Yeah. 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 Nice. Yeah, yeah. Well, can I just say, and this isn't because of the fact that you guys are here, but I actually do like your name. No. Yeah. It is something that's different when the CD came through, like along with the cover art, which I'd like to talk about later on. The name did stand out because it just made me do a double take. Because you think to yourself, oh, it does. Your first thing is, oh, it's I am man. But then you're like, no, hold on. And you look at I am man. It's just, I don't know. It kind of sticks once you know it.
Yeah.
I think that's a good thing.
Yeah, I think that's a good thing. And there's lots of bands out there, especially like bands I love as well, that, you know, don't have the best names, I guess.
Or well, very difficult ones, and you don't really know. Like when Gautier first came out, I was like,
how do you say that? But yeah, I think that also creates a lot of hype and a lot of
initially,
interest
it's probably
as well.
Harder, but it's, you know, it's a long term thing with us.
Yeah, I think I googled Spoon eventually. Once and found an online discount cutlery website or something. So,
not to mention Elbow. And
yeah, exactly.
Can. Yeah.
So, it's when you get to do Iron Man band in brackets after it, I think.
Right, so I was just going to mention before we go to a quick sponsorship break, your EP album launch will be 24th
of Feb at the Northcote Social Club.
I love that place.
Yeah,
sorry.
I love that place.
Yeah,
as
we
really
like playing there.
So make sure you're all there.
Yeah, we've got some good supports from Tear Sharpie and Isles's and Neighbourhood Youth.
Excellent. Oh, cool, man. Yep.
So where can people go to find out more information about that?
You can go, there's links through our website, or you can hit up the Northcote Social Club website.
Buy tickets there.
Our website being the Facebook page with the / Iron Man Music, or one
not,
word.
Not Iron Man Music.
Not Iron,
no commas.
No commas. Or if it doesn't sell out, there'll be tickets on the door as well. But
excellent.
If you want to be safe, maybe book one.
Get in early. Always safe to get in early.
That's it.
So coming up next, guys, we're going to hear from the Lands performing. What's the song that you're going to perform for us?
We're going to play Your Boring Soul.
The Boring Soul?
Yep. And not the entire EP. We won't.
How did the song come about?
I had the guitar rhythm like years ago, and I could never put it in. Figure it out into a song, and then we kind of came up with a drum loop and kind of worked it all around the drum loop, I think.
Yeah, that was sort of the way it pieced together in the end. I remember that guitar part that you play, we had tried to work on before previously, and just it was once the drums and guitar locked, then we had a bass we could build it off, I guess.
Yeah. We're actually missing the drums tonight after all of that.
They come across really, really loudly on the radio. Yeah.
Maybe we'll provide some
not me.
Some improv table tapping or something.
No way. All right, so stay tuned for that coming up next. Alrighty. So we've got a very special performance right now. We've got Dan and Ash from I, a Man, performing their song, You're Boring Us All. Take it away, guys.
But I won't beat my own dead cashing in on real life, but I don't care after all, 'cause you're boring us all. I could do my best for your every test, but I know I can't fail. There's evidence in spades with an everlasting paper trail. In keeping with the ways of older days, soon enough will come a time of raw emotion. But I won't beat my cashing in on real life, but I don't care after all, 'cause you're boring us all.
Thank you so much, lads.
Thanks. That's fantastic. Thank
Once
you.
Once again, that was I, A Man. That was Dan and Ash from I, A Man. And that was titled You're Boring Us All from their forthcoming second EP named You're Boring Us All.
Correct.
Yes.
That was beautiful. That
thank you.
Dan was actually singing in that one. It's so beautiful. Thank you.
Thanks.
Such a gorgeous voice. Stay tuned because the next song... Why are you looking at me for?
Oh, sorry. Are we going to another song?
Oh, no. It's okay. Chill. make sure you stay tuned because Ash will actually be singing in the next song.
Oh, Dan will still be singing.
He'll still be singing, but he'll be providing some backing vocals. Which is still
hopefully
singing.
Not too Beatlesy. Something to get one kiss.
Don't worry. I won't give you a bad review.
Okay,
so before we get stuck into the second part of the interview, guys, we've had a text come in from someone saying these I, A Man guys are awesome. The vocals are beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
There you go.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, it's a text.
Thanks for the text.
That's awesome. There you go.
So let's get stuck in. What about the cover? Let's talk about the cover.
Okay, cool.
Who is it? What is it? Who did it? Who
It's a friend of ours, Sean Crosley. I've known Sean for a while. He's done all our artwork. So he did our last EP, 1533.
Mm-hmm.
And he did a demo that was once upon a time going to be an EP, then was a demo.
A glorified demo.
Yeah, moved around a few times.
An expensive demo.
Yeah. He's done all our artwork in the past, and usually we've kind of gone to him with the music and sort of said, got him to sort of make a piece for it, whereas this time this is something that he'd already previously done that we really liked and liked and thought was kind of fitting. And tied in with the music we're writing at the time.
Cool. if it's okay with you guys, maybe we can actually post the image of your cover art to our Facebook page,
so people can actually go to it.
Obviously, we won't be able to do it until... Kylan's flashing it around the studio as though somehow magically people can see.
Just in case you didn't know what it looked like.
So after the show, we'll post it to the Facebook page, and people can have a look at it and make comments and see it for themselves.
Like, he's got a new show at the moment as well at the Red Gallery in North Fitzroy.
Oh, nice.
So you can check. Yeah, Sean does, so you can see some of his stuff there.
Oh, excellent. When's the...
I think it finishes this Friday. I think... 18th, I think it finishes Thursday. Yeah.
Okay, so that's in Fitzroy? Those,
yeah. In North Fitzroy, yeah. It's on St. George's Road.
Excellent. Yep. Okay, and is that on your Facebook page information
we'll
there?
We'll be soon.
We'll be soon. Excellent.
Dan,
I'm intrigued to know how I, a man, came to be a band, because obviously you've... Well, I'll let you tell the story.
Yeah, well, I guess Dan and I have known each other for years, since we were kids, growing up in the same neighbourhood. Which I guess is why we were friends. But
here in Melbourne?
Yeah, here in Melbourne.
We sort of played in bands in high school.
A couple of garage bands together when we were kids. Pretty horrible ones.
And then I went overseas for a while, and Ash was living in Perth. So because of those kind of things, and having a band after high school didn't work initially. And then once I got back, I kind of had some songs, and you were thinking about coming back from Perth.
Yeah, and I sort of spoke to Dan and just mentioned that I was thinking of coming home and wanted to put a band together and see if he was interested in doing it together, and he was.
Because I understand you guys were kind of listening to the same music at the time.
Yeah, we've always...
And what was that, if you can recall?
Oh. We've always sort of bonded over musical tastes, I think.
Yeah.
Forever, where it started out.
So anyone in particular?
Lots of bands. I think ever since we were in high school, Dan and I just used to go to gigs together, because we were same age and both into the same sort of band, so it just ended up just every band that we liked that was coming out, we ended up going together.
If I find a new band or Ash finds a new band, we'd sort of go, hey, check this out.
And cool.
Because of that, there's always, I guess, a bit of kinship in taste.
Would you say that you had any particular outstanding musical influences? Or if people were to say, what is I, a man, like? What does it sound like? What would you say?
I struggle.
We try our best to not sound like anyone else. Okay.
Completely unique,
Because usually when I do meet a musician, I often ask them the question, do you like to be compared?
Yeah.
Or do you like to just do your own thing?
Yeah, well, I guess there's definitely, you get inspired by lots of different aspects of other people's music and stuff.
It's always changing as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, sometimes you'll revisit an old record that you really, really like, and that's what starts seeping its way in. I think it's always going to be a subconscious kind of thing. Mm-hmm. It's whatever you... I know that, like, if you can sit there and say, I want to try and incorporate this and this and this, but it always comes off forced, and those songs never make it anywhere. And it's always the ones that... It's every song that we've ever had, starting with me, it's always just come as it is. So it's not really, I'm going to write a rock song, I'm going to write a blah, blah, blah song. It just...
Which I guess I mentioned earlier that we spent a year writing before we took to the stage, and that was as much for anything as just to get our sound, I suppose. We didn't say, let's start this style band when we discussed starting a band. We just thought we'd see what would come when we wrote together.
And do you think your second EP is similar or entirely different to your first? Because I haven't actually listened to your first EP yet.
I think it's more concise. It's more... Mm-hmm. I think the last time it was kind of... A lot of what's on the new EP was kind of still there, but it just wasn't directed anywhere. It was kind of... This song's going out this way, and this song's going out this way. And whereas this time, I think we've been able to capture on the ideas that we wanted to keep following on from there and direct them all together. So all six songs kind of exist in the same place for me, anyway. As different as they are on their own back, they all exist in the same place. Whereas I listened back to that last EP, and they do not exist in the same place.
I guess we were still in that process of working out what sort of band, you know, what we were when we made that first one. I think just since making the first one and gigging it and whatnot, it's probably defined our sound a bit more as well before this next one.
Live shows as well help with that, when you kind of get, you play this set and then there's this one song that's just like, you don't belong here, buddy.
Yeah.
Filter it out.
Yeah.
Well, make sure you check the guys out on the 24th of this month at the Northcote Social Club, where they'll be launching their new EP, You're Boring Us All. We'll hear a bit more from the boys after a word from our...
I suppose I better do my job for the night, eh? Yeah, coming up after the ads there, guys, we have my film reviews
to hear the reviews of Carmen.
Privilege. We have my film reviews. This week I am covering or reviewing Shame and Chronicle, which was awesome. So, and then after that, we're going to bring the boys back to perform one more song. Is that cool?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Sure. Alrighty, so stay tuned for that.
Good evening, everybody. We're back, and the time is now 16 minutes to 10. Next up, we have the privilege, the divine privilege, of hearing Kylan's film reviews for the week. Take it away, my friend.
Thank you. As mentioned before, I will be reviewing Shame and Chronicle, and the first up is Shame. Here are the specs. Shame is 101 minutes. The rating is R, with nudity and sex scenes.
Ooh, I'm actually going to see this film this week.
Well, make sure you don't go tomorrow on Valentine's Day. Unless nudity and sex scenes is your thing, then hey, there we go. Director of Steve McQueen, and the screenplay, Steve McQueen and Abby Morgan. Abby Morgan wrote The Iron Lady. And the cast is Michael Fassbender and Carey Mulligan as the head stars. Now, the artist-turned-director McQueen has again used his muse Michael Fassbender to create another stunning piece of cinema that is both provocative and deeply emotional. And for those that don't know, Steve McQueen directed Michael Fassbender in the 2008 film Hunger about, Bobby Sands, and the 1981 hunger strike in Ireland. Now, in this film, Fassbender plays Brandon, a late 30s man who lives alone with a well-established job and a somewhat sterile but expensive apartment. Underneath the superficialities, though, lies a man addicted to sex, and throughout the film we become introduced to how extensive his compulsion is. It's compelling to see how intrinsic sex is to Brandon, and devastating to see how he conducts himself as it's unfolded on the screen. Guilt and shame plague his world, feeling nothing for anyone, until the emergence of his sister Sissy, played by Carey Mulligan, arrives. She is dramatic and brings a degree of chaos into Brandon's life, pretty much like any other girl.
Ooh.
This, though, conflicts with his tendencies, and thus feels trapped by Sissy's dependency of him and his subsequent distaste for her life. The baggage of familial past invokes Brandon's anger, and the two siblings are never able to be intimate with each other, instead vying to argue consistently. However, what emerges is a deeply emotional film that burrows into Brandon's character and his loss of control. All in all, this is a brilliant film, and I will be a fan of Steve McQueen's in years to come. It's brilliant filmmaking, screenplay, and performances. I give it 4.5 out of 5.
Not a bad review.
No, yeah. It's really good. I recommend going to see this, as I just said to you, Amy, probably not a date film, because the nudity and the sex scene is very graphic.
Hence the R rating.
Yes, definitely. And onto my last film for this week. It's Chronicle, 83 minutes. The director is Josh Trank. The writer, Max Landis. Distributor is 20th Century Fox. And the cast mainly revolves around three guys: Dane DeHaan, Michael B. Jordan, and Alex Russell. Yes, I'm going to put this down as being one of the top 5 boy films for 2012, I think. I thoroughly enjoyed this film. Lovers of films like The Blair Witch Project and Cloverfield will enjoy this found footage film, as it is in the stylistic handheld motion that has made these movies famous. It centers on lonesome, awkward teenager Andrew and his pseudo-mates Matt and Steve. One night, they're at a party and come across a hole in which they discover an alien object. Needless to say, this object gives them superpowers, and they begin to grow stronger when they learn how to harness their newfound skills. All I can say on this one is, be nice to those quiet kids at school, because Andrew, played by Dane DeHaan, is a kid with many, many problems. He lives a life where he is constantly picked on by bullies, an alcoholic father, and a sick mother. He has no real friends except his cousin Matt, played by Alex Russell, who hangs out with him out of obligation, and Steve, played by Michael B. Jordan, who is more or less Matt's mate as well. Once the lads develop their powers, Andrew becomes more hostile and addicted to his power. He uses his powers on... I just love saying that word power in this film. On others to take out his frustration, and soon Matt and Steve become worried that he is taking this to an unhealthy level. What happens is truly a spectacle to watch. Move over, Harry Potter, because this is the stuff you want to see kids do with superpowers. This film is a definite lover... watch for lovers of X-Men flicks, and for those who want to see losers lose their shit, I recommend seeing it on the big screen. And yes, I would even say this could be a date film. I give it 4 out of 5. Playing at selected cinemas now.
Oh, I love how you always play good cop and I always play bad cop. You give the good reviews.
So many good reviews.
Good films coming out.
Coming out next week on the 16th, guys, we've got Buck. It's a doco about a famous horse whisperer. My Week with Marilyn. It's a biopic of the film star Marilyn Monroe. One for the Money. It's a comedy starring Katherine Heigl. And The Grey, an action drama starring Liam Neeson. So next week I'll be reviewing My Week with Marilyn and The Grey.
Next week I'm actually heading to the Alliance Francaise French Film Festival. I'm going to be doing a bit of a cross-genre pollinating with the film stuff. But I've got particular interest in the score of the film Delicacy, which is composed by Emily Simon. So I'll actually be sort of looking more into the music of the films at the French Film Festival. I'm reviewing the album Melt by Young Magic. And also, make sure you tune in next week because we have got the lovely Mr. Geordie Lane in the studio with us.
Indeed, indeed. So coming up, guys, we're just going to go to a couple of ads, and then coming back, we're going to finish off the last 10 minutes of the hour with the boys, Ash and Dan from Iron Man, performing one more song. And then we're going to head over to the Cubby House and see what those boys are up to. Alrighty, so stay tuned. Alrighty, so as always, guys, we are going to finish off this hour with another performance from Dan and Ash performing from... Dan and Ash are from I Am Man, and they are going to be performing their song, Hate Ashbury. Take it away, guys. awesome.
Well, you've been listening to Dan and Ash from the band I A Man perform live in the studio their beautiful, beautiful song, Hate Ashbury. Unfortunately, their drummer, Sumner Fish, and bass player, Eric, cannot make it here tonight. But you can...
Here in spirit.
They're here in spirit. And you can catch all four members of I A Man at the Northcote Social Club on the 24th of February for the launch of their EP album, You're Boring Us All.
Yeah. Yep.
Well done, guys. Again,
thank you.
Thanks very much.
Gentlemen, thank you so much for coming along tonight. Cheers. It's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you. Hopefully we can have you back again.
Yeah, sure.
I'd love to come back. Yeah, thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Cheers, it's been fun.
Just to finish off with the last couple of minutes, guys, just letting you know that the Melbourne Indigenous Arts Festival is happening. Actually, it's on at the moment, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah, well, there we go. Make sure you head down, check out the site, and head down and see some of the stuff that's going on. I see Dan Sultan is performing. I quite like Dan Sultan. I think he's got great music. That's all I need to say about that. What are you reviewing next week?
As I mentioned earlier, I'm going to the French Film Festival, and I'm reviewing the album Melt by Young Magic. And don't forget, ladies and gents, next week we have Geordie Lane in the studio, who will be interviewing and hearing him play live as well. So make sure you tune in next Monday evening at 9 p.m. on the Kiss My Arts show to check out Geordie's music. Don't forget to check out our Facebook page /JoyKissMyArts. We'll be uploading the cover art from the I A Man's latest EP. And don't forget, you can also head to their website, which is facebook.com/
I A Man Music.
I A Man Music.
Yes. All one word, no comment. There we go.
And you can also hear their music on MySpace.
On Facebook as well.
Facebook as well.
One address, you don't need
awesome.
To...
And always, guys, awesome. Be sure to head down and see them on Friday, February 24th at the Northcote Social Club in Northcote, Victoria.
Excellent. So, boys, thank you so much for joining us.
Any last words that you want to say?
Thanks.
New EP out on Friday.
EP out on Friday. Make sure you check it out. It's amazing. I've had the pleasure of listening to it already. It's awesome stuff, so make sure you take a listen.
Just one quick question. Dan, what would you do if you had an elephant?
It's strangely familiar.
Yeah.
It's an in-joke.
As always, guys.
Freudian slip there, my friend.
As always, guys, thank you so much for listening into the hour. Be sure to keep it tuned in because we have the lads from the Cubby House coming in next. And always, you can all please stay
classy. This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with Joy.